Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Today we're talking mood boards, and if you've never done a mood board, this will be a game changer for you. I believe that this is the number one thing you should always do before any makeover or renovation, especially when you're getting more daring with your decor, because what it does, it allows you to see what works together and what doesn't, and allows you to get more creative. So when you're pulling in more colours and patterns, it's important that you can see whether they work together first before actually going ahead with the makeover. I, like most people, never used to do this, but I've had so much success with my rooms since I've been doing them, and they also give me more confidence when I'm doing makeovers too. I, quite recently, when I did my hallway, it was in my head, I thought, it's not really a major makeover, I don't need a mood board or a plan or anything. And I went ahead with just a few ideas in my head. And I'm not kidding you, I had so many wobbles during the makeover and a few things just didn't go right and I had to change them. So this reinforced in my head the importance of a mood board, even if you think it's not a major, you know, change of everything, even if it's just a few small changes, I think it's definitely still worth doing. And I sometimes do plans instead of mood boards, which is a similar thing, but maybe that's a subject for another episode. So if you want to grab a pen and paper, I'm excited to take you step by step through what I do regarding mood boards. And hopefully you'll be able to take this information and go and create a beautiful makeover in your home. So the first thing I do, which is step one, is I make a list of all the things that I want to include. So this is what you need to do. You need to make a list of all the things that you want to include in your makeover and think about the whole room, otherwise the end result won't pull together and will look bitty. I did actually do some kind of mood boards when we first bought this house, but I don't feel like I included enough things. I mean, don't get me wrong, you haven't got to put every single thing in the room on the mood board. That would be ridiculous. But you have got to incorporate the whole room. And I don't think I did that with some of with the mood boards I did when we bought this house, which is why some of the rooms didn't really work properly. But there's lots of things I didn't do. So yeah, I'm going off track here. Anyway, what you need to do is think about the whole room, and that will include things like the paint colour, the wallpaper, the flooring, the rugs, the fabrics, for example, the sofa and curtain fabric, the furniture, the accessories, the ornaments, the fixtures, the fittings. So don't just do a mood board of, you know, your wallpaper and a couple of ornaments, because that's not going to give you the feel of the whole room. So make sure you incorporate all elements of the room and make a list of all the things that you want to include in your mood board. For step two, you want to decide which format you're going to create your mood board in. Now, there are lots of options and I'm going to go over a few of them with you now. Obviously, the obvious one is an actual physical board, which is what's been done by interior designers traditionally, where you actually get an actual board and you stick pieces of fabric, or you paint, I don't know, you paint a little square of a wood and put it on, which is the paint colour for the room. Perhaps you've got a little tile that you put on. So actual physical mood boards, which I'll be honest, I've never done one. Not because I don't think they're great, because I do. I just find it more convenient not doing the physical one. But if you've got the time and that sounds like something that appeals to you, then a physical mood board is a great thing. And by the way, you probably think that mood boards are just for interior designers. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can do everything an interior designer does, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing a mood board before your makeovers. So the physical mood board is one way that you can create it. Another way that you can create your mood board is obviously computerized. So you can actually do mood boards on Canva. And if you don't know what Canva is, it's a platform where you can create also pins for Pinterest, you can create stories for Instagram, you can create PDF workbooks, you can create so many things, but you can also create mood boards on there. And if you're not already signed up to Canva, you can sign up for free. There is a paid version, but you can absolutely create a mood board in the free version. So there is one option for you. And once you've created your mood board in Canva, you'll be able to download it as well. So that's one way. Another way is apps on your phone. I've never really used any of them, but I'm sure there are apps out there where you can, basically apps for mood boards. So you can download the app and create a mood board within the app. Now, the way I create my mood boards is within Photoshop, but I do realise that that is something that you would need to pay for, and I don't want you to have to pay for things. I've got Photoshop because of my website and I was using it anyway. So that is where I create them. But it's I could probably create them in other places, but I've just got used to doing them in there. So what I actually do is I take a screenshot of an item that I've seen online that I want to incorporate in my room, or is similar to something that I'm incorporating in my room, and then I cut it out in Photoshop and drag it into another document, and I drag them all in, so it creates the end mood board. So there is another option for you, Photoshop. Another way, which is a really easy basic way if you want to get started, and this is what I did when I started, is to do screenshots on your desktop. So if you've got a laptop or a desktop, take a screenshot of the item that you want to include in your mood board, drag it over to the desktop, and then once you've got everything dragged onto your desktop, arrange it in a nice way, and then take a big screenshot of the whole desktop, and there you will have your mood board. So there's one of the easiest ways that you can do it. Another way, this is a hack that you may or may not know about. If you've got an iPhone, I'm not sure which number iPhone it started from, but it was a few years ago. So I don't know if you know this already, but if you've got an image on your iPhone in your photos, this can be a screenshot or, a picture that you've taken, or a screenshot or anything. If you actually press and hold your finger on the image, it actually cuts out the outline of anything in the image. And then what you can do is you can copy it. Then you open Instagram, and then you go into your stories on Instagram and you paste the item into your story. Then you carry on doing it with each item, move them around on your story, then save the story. Don't save the story. It's a new thing that they're doing now where you can actually save a story, but just save the image or the vid, it's not a video, yeah, save the image, and that will save to your photos. And there you have a mood board. So That is a good hack, another free, easy hack for you. It takes a little bit of time, that one does, but it's a good hack to know. So the next thing that you want to do, which is step three, is to take the list of all the items that you want on your mood board and source them all. You, depending on what kind of mood board you're doing, if you're doing a physical board, you would want to source samples of fabric, samples of wallpaper, tester pots of paint colours, whatever tiles or whatever things that you're going to actually add to your physical mood board. And if you're doing something on an app or on online or in Photoshop, then you would want to source all of your items online. So take your list. For example, if you've got on your list, you know, I want a certain print, then go to the website that sells the print and maybe create a folder in your bookmarks so that you can put all the, you know, URLs of the pages that you need all together ready for your mood board. And then we move to step four. So you want to actually now add all of the items to your mood board. So if you're doing a physical board, you may be cutting out pieces of fabric. It's good to use some pinking shears for that. So if you don't know what pinking shears are, they're like scissors, but they've got a zigzag edge. So when you cut it out, you've got a nice zigzag, neat edge. Things like that, attention to detail, will make it look so much better. So yeah, you want to physically add all of the samples and different items that you've collected for your mood board to the actual board itself. And if you're not doing a physical one and you're doing something online or with an app or with Photoshop, what you'll need to do is to take screenshots of all the different things that you want on your mood board. And depending on which route you're going to take, you can either then just use the actual screenshot or you can cut the item out of the screenshot, as I say, depending on which one of the things you use. So, for example, when I'm doing my Photoshop one, I will take a screenshot, take it over to Photoshop, cut it out, add it onto a separate document, as I said, and then I will move things around and arrange them until I'm happy with how the overall thing looks. And if you're doing the Insta hack, you'll do the same thing. If you're doing the screenshot straight to your desktop, then you don't need to cut it out. So it all depends on the thing that you're doing. But what you're doing is you're actually making the mood board. So this is step four. And step five, which I've already kind of talked about a little bit, maybe I jumped the gun there, but step five is to arrange and tweak the board. So you've pulled everything onto it, but you want to make it look good. So, you know, you can spend a bit of time messing about with it. And if you're struggling with the layout, have a look at other mood boards online, have a look how other people have done them. And if you've got something on there, this is one of the main reasons why we're doing it. For example, if you've thought, oh, I want these curtains in this pattern and I want these cushions in this pattern, I've put them both onto my mood board. And if you find that they're just not working together, this is the opportunity for you to edit your mood board. So you can think, okay, I'm going to have to choose a different cushion. So, you know, at the mood board stage, you can get rid of things that aren't working. This is the main reason for doing it. So you're making sure that you're creating a room that looks amazing, and you'll know, your gut will tell you if something isn't right. Sometimes your head's thinking, oh, I want that thing, I want that thing. But please don't force it on there if you know in your gut that it doesn't look right. So this is an important step at the end. So another thing you can do is ask your hubby's opinion, ask other people in your family, ask their opinion. Don't ask too many people, because when you're getting daring with your decor, they're going to go, oh no, that's too much. So ask somebody that you trust and you know is on board with the kind of thing that you're, you know, looking to create. And another thing you can do is sleep on it. I mean, not just even one night. You can tweak this board over a matter of weeks. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. Because you will make changes and it will get better and better and better. And the main thing is, make sure that you love it and get, and it's exciting you. If I'm not excited by my mood board, then I'm not doing the makeover. I actually, this sounds so sad, I actually get really excited when I've done my mood board. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. So yeah, make sure you get excited. If you're not excited, you need to edit, or start again if it's that bad. But yeah, you've got to love it and you've got to be excited. So those are all the steps for you. And I'll just give you a quick recap. So step one, make a list of your items that you want to include. Step two, decide which format you're going to create your mood board in. Step three, source all of your items. Step four, add all of your items. And step five, arrange and tweak your mood board. So what I will do is share some of my mood boards along with the makeovers so that you can see mood board and then the final result of the makeover on the Facebook group for you to see. So I really hope that helps you see how important it is to do a mood board before your makeovers or renovations. And if you're not already a member of the Facebook group, then I will put a link in the show notes so that you can request to join. And also, before you do your mood board, don't forget to create your colour palette for your home first. And if you don't already know, I've got a free guide that will take you step by step through creating your colour palette. You'll end up with a downloadable colour palette for your home at the end. It's completely free, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. So that is that then. That's the end of the episode, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.